Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. After this, the great religious king, Maharaja Yudhishthi, executed the royal power in the kingdom strictly according to the codes and royal principles approved by his uncle and confirmed by Lord Sri Krishna. Purport. Maharaja Yudhishthi was not a mere tax collector. He was always conscious of his duty as a king, which is no less than that of a father or spiritual master. The king is to see the welfare of the citizens from all angles of social, political, economic, and spiritual upliftment. The king must know that human life is meant for liberating the encouraged soul from the bondage of material conditions. And therefore, his duty is to see that the citizens are properly looked after to attain the highest stage of perfection. Maharaja Yudhishthir followed this principle strictly, as will be seen from the next chapter. Not only did he follow the principles, but he also got approval from his old uncle, who was experienced in political affairs. And that was also confirmed by Lord Sri Krishna, the speaker of the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita. Maharaja Yudhishthir is the ideal monarch. And monarchy, under a trained king like Maharaja Yudhishthir, is by far the most superior form of government, superior to modern republics or governments of the people, by the people. The mass of people, especially in this age of Kali, are all born Sudras, basically low-born, ill-trained, unfortunate, and badly associated. They themselves do not know the highest perfectional aim of life. Therefore, votes cast by them actually have no value. And thus, persons elected by such irresponsible votes cannot be responsible representative like Maharaja Yudhishthir. Om Ajnanti Mirandasya Jnananjan Salakya Chakshurunmilitamena Tasme Sri Gurave Namah Sri Chaitanya Manopishtam Stapitam Ena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Syudpatakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishyavacham Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagan Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijan Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padana Sahagan Lalita Sri Visakha Dinasyam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Taptakanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrushabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarupyasya Kripasindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Sivasadi Gaurapakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Pitra Chanumato Raja Vasudeva Anumoditaha Chakara Rajyam Dharmena Pitru Paita Maham Vibhu. After this, the great religious king Maharaja Yudhishthir executed the royal power in the kingdom strictly according to the codes and royal principles approved by his uncle and confirmed by Lord Sri Krishna. So after this means you have to confirm the slok before that one. Tato Yudhishthiro Gatva Sahakrasno Gajahayam Pitaram Santpayamasam Gandharimcha Tapasvinim. Thereafter, Maharaja Yudhishthir at once went to his capital Hastinapur, accompanied by Lord Krishna, And there he translated his, he consoled his uncle and aunt Gandhari, who was an ascetic. Prabhu explained nicely yesterday this sloka. Thank you. So, ordinary in a nowadays in the Kali Yuga, those who get the post of royal power or minister, whatever, they misuse their power. And all week after the interest of collecting the taxes, very first time Srila Prabhupada is there, actually Maharaja Yudhishthira was not like that, not a simply tax collector. Usually in the material world, any part of the world you go, when they're elected, they, before the election, they promise so much. But after the election, they forget all the promises. And for 5 years, until they are occupied in the post, they collect the Lakshmi as much as they like. Not all of them. Some of them nice as well. But here, Srila Prabhupada mentioned that mostly, because of Kali Yuga, it's like that. It's not their fault. Because of the effect of the Kali Yuga. Okay? Because they are not trained. Actually, one day in a house program, Sutta Prabhu explained nicely one sloka. And then, and the same thing, what is Srila Prabhupada mentioning? He says that, prayana alpa ayushyaha sabhya kalav yusmin age janaha mandaha sumandamatyo manda bhagyai upadhutaha. These sages in Naimisaranya to Sutta Goswami said, O learned one, in this endeavor of men, heavy men have but short lives, therefore quarrelsome, lazy, misguided, unlucky, and above all, always disturbed. This Bhagavatam is so powerful, explained nicely, that in the Kali Yuga, this is a symptom of the people of the Kali Yuga. So you can't blame the political leader. Because this guna, unless if they surrender to Krishna or godly person, then there will be change. And that is the aim of this. So Maharaja Yudhishthira was not like that simply, not collecting up the taxes. As soon as he realized that he did some sinful activity in the Mahabharata war, Kuruksha Hastinapur war, what happened? How many people died? Does anyone know? It's quite a lot actually. He says 21,870 is Rathi and Maharathi. Charioteers and big charioteers. Rathi and Maharathi. Same figure, 21,870 is Hastidal. Hasti means elephant, like Hastinapur. Hastinapur named by, because there were so many elephants, and there was also another king called Hasti as well. So Hastinapur, Hasti means elephant. So 21,800 Hastidal, then 65,610 Aswadal. Aswa means horses. And then 1,009,350 Paidal. Paidal means walking soldiers. If you total it, it comes to 2,018,700. Now Pandavas had 7 Akshauhini Sena. So if you multiply by 7, it comes to 15,30,900 soldiers. And Kaurava had more Akshauhini Sena, 11 Akshauhini Sena. They are more than the Pandavas. So if you multiply by 11, they come to 24,05,700. The total is 39,36,600 people died. And Maharaja Yudhishthira blamed himself. He said, I am the responsible for this. So once he appointed as a king, the very first thing he did, what should I do for the atonement? When you do some sinful activity, you do the atonement. Like Christian people, they go to church every Sunday. So during the weekdays, whatever the mistake they made, sinful activity, by Sunday is wiped out. You go to church, and it is true actually. When you surrender to God and confess, confession is most important. I've been to Rome, and in Rome is very beautiful arrangement for the confession. And there's a small box, and see people sitting inside, the church people, and you go to the box, and whatever you tell them, and they recite some mantra, and that's it. All the sinful activity will finish. But then doesn't mean that you carry on again, next week, same thing again. That is the whole idea, that once you purify, then stay in a purified stage. That is the whole idea of atonement. So Maharaja Yudhishthira, he said, what shall I do? So the sages, they said, you have to perform at least Ashwamedh Yajna. So not only one, he performed three yajna, big yajna, not ordinary. When you want to perform the yajna, you need a lot of qualified bhattas, ghee, qualified brahmins who can recite the proper slokas. But Yudhishthira Maharaj, he thought that this is my fault, that I did. He says, Maharaja, Yudhishthira was the ideal and the celebrated pious king of the world, not only Bharat, not only India, Bharatvars. Whole world was united under Yudhishthira Maharaj. He was the wholesale king, Chakravarti Raja. And still he was greatly afraid after the execution of the Battle of Kurukshetra because of the mass killing in the fight, all of which was done only to install him on the throne. He therefore took all the responsibility for the sins committed in warfare, and to get rid of all the sins, he wanted to perform these three sacrifices in which horses are offered at the altar. Now some people take advantage of this concession. In Kali Yuga, it's forbidden. Animal killing is forbidden. That's why Lord Buddha came. Because in olden time, people used to kill so many animals, killing animals in the name of Vedic knowledge. They wanted to go to heavenly planet or whatever. And that's why Lord Krishna came personally as a Lord Buddha and stopped the animal killing. He said, this is no good. Stop animal killing, though there is no God, there is no Veda. Forget about it all. And he just misguided them again on the forget about animal killing. He wanted to stop animal killing. Shankaracharya came in step again, Vedic sacrifice, all again. And then, after that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, and we know the story. And especially Srila Prabhupada came. Now he's turning the whole world in Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada's mercy is so much for us. The knowledge he given is not imaginable. But people, we are so fortunate because of Kali Yuga, misguided, unlucky, lazy sometime also. So we don't take advantage. And then we find God in the street. If you go to India, every state have one God. Different God. They found out from the human being one God, a God. And they start worshipping like anything. Whatever they say. Okay, guru worship is important. But who is coming in a disciplic succession? Not ordinary guru. So Yudhishthira Maharaj makes sure. When Bhishma Pitama was on an arrow bed, Bhansaya, Lord Krishna instructed Yudhishthira Maharaj that Yudhishthira Maharaj, now is the time. You go to Bhishma Pitama, approach him and learn all the things from him. So Yudhishthira Maharaj, so obedient, he straight away approached with Bhishma Pitama. And Bhishma Pitama taught so many different things, how to rule the successful kingdom, how to follow the rules and regulation, what is the code on religious principle. So he explained that dharma, artha, kam and moksha. Very important for the human society. Dharma means religiosity. Artha means economic development. Dharma, artha, kam means sense gratification. And moksha means liberation. These four principles is most important for the human society. In the animal society, it doesn't worry. Animal don't care. Because animal, what is their different? What is their duty? What they are doing? Ahar nidra bhai maithunam cha samanyateta pasubhi naranam. Dharmo hi adhik visheso dharmena hina pasubhi samana. Ahar means food. Nidra means sleep. Bhai means fear. And maithun, sex. That is common between human being and animals, both. Common. Dharmo hi adhik visheshu. Only religion. That is adhik visheshu. More important, more priority due to religion. Dharmena hina pasubhi samana. So Bhishma Pitama taught about the religion. What is right and what is wrong. How when person is doing sinful activity, how to be punished. How to reward. That is code to run the successful kingdom. And that Bhishma Pitama taught everything. And there is another one, is also, there is five yajnas. He says, five most important yajna. What are they? It's a Pitru Yajna, Brahm Yajna, Dev Yajna, Manushya Yajna, and Bhut Yajna. Pitru Yajna, like forefathers, satisfy your forefathers, like Shraddha ceremony. After the Navaratri, they do it usually, Shraddha ceremony, forefathers. And then, Manushya Yagna. Some people are interested in feeding the poor people, feeding them, giving them a free education, free medicines, that is Manushya Yagna. Dev Yagna means worship demigod and God. Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva, Mahadev. There are 33 colors of demigod. You worship them according to your desire. And then, the best yagna for Kali, for us, ISKCON moment is Brahma Yagna. Brahma Yagna means you study the scripture, not ordinary scripture, scripture coming from the disciplic succession. Study that one yourself, apply in your own life, and then distribute this knowledge all over the world. That is Srila Prabhupada's mission. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Prithvite yachiyata nagaradi gram sarvatta pracharu hoibe mora naam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the benediction that one day time will come. Then on the surface of the earth, every town and in the village, my name will be sung. So benediction is already with us. Now take the book, Brahma Yagna, do the Brahma Yagna, study the scripture. What are the scripture? Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, what we are doing now, then Chaitanya Charitamrita, Master's course. Study it deeply. Srila Prabhupada is so merciful. He gave us work really hard for us. Sanskrit verse, each sloka, meaning, translation, purport, everything is there ready made. What else do we want? Because people nowadays, they want ready made everything. Even the delivery, just ring them on the same day delivery now. So this is already same day delivery, same spot, same moment. Every second you can use it for Krishna. And that was what Bhishma Pitama taught Dharmaraja Yudhishthir. They don't waste time. When someone is doing sinful activity, punish him straight away. And Yudhishthir Maharaj was a real ideal king. One day he was going on a tour, city tour, and he saw the one black man. He was trying to heat the cow. The bull's leg was already cut off. And the calf was being hit by the stick. And Yudhishthira Maharaja was ready to kill that guy. He said, how can you do this in my kingdom? That was a form of a Kali. He said, please, be merciful to me. Where can I stay? And then he gave some places like a gold, you know, Juvada, what you call it, alcoholic place, some special place. That Kali can stay. But when there is Sankirtan, Kali has no chance. That's why this Sankirtan Yagna is most important for the human being, all over the world. Any part of the world, we can take advantage and introduce this system. In the beginning, people might think, this is same mantra. You know, you chant the same mantra again and again and again. But once you develop the taste, Cheto darapana marjanam, bhav mahadavagani nirvapanam, seya kairava chandrika vitranam, vidyavadu jivanam, anandam mudivardanam, pratipadam, punamuta satanam, sarvatmana sapnam, parama vijayate sri krishna sankirtanam. When they develop the taste, then they will ask you more and more and more. Like in the daily life, once you start chanting, one day you don't chant and then you just go crazy, mad. Then you just want to chant. Forget about all the important job. First thing, chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Because simply by chanting you get all this knowledge. So Dharma Yudhishthir introduced all this system. Dharma, artho, kam and moksha. Not simply living by animal propensity. Eating, sleeping, mating, defending, not that. You human form of life, you got more than that. But in the name of civilization, we say, no, this Indian knowledge, what is good for us? This is Sanatana Dharma, eternal religion. It's applied to every part, any part of the world. Not this is fresh, every time you read Bhagavad Gita, is fresh as good as any time you read. So this Yagna, Pitru Yagna, Manushya Yagna, Bhut Yagna, Brahma Yagna is very important. Now, when he installed as a king, usually the Dhritarashtra, he was very bad to them, especially to the Pandavas. Even he tried to kill the Pandavas. He specially made arrangement for the Laksha Guru, palace made of lac, which you just matches, one matches and you burn the whole places. And Dhritarashtra Maharaj says, "Now I made special palace for you, Pandava. You go there and live peacefully." Actually, the whole plan was to burn them alive. But before, that means his enemy. But when Yudhishthira Maharaj became the king, he didn't take revenge or anything. That's why he says, Ajata Satru. Yudhishthira's another name is Ajata Satru. One who has no enemy. He knew very well that Dhritarashtra Maharaja did very hard, very, so many plans to kill them. Like poison ladus, this palace made specially for them to burn alive, so many other plans. So he was enemy, like enemy, uncle, but enemy. But then Dhritarashtra Maharaja, when he became the king, he was always there. Not only him, even the Gandhari. Gandhari was Tapaswini, ascetic lady. She was also there. So she give respect to everyone, including animals. Cow, like in nowadays, people are so mad. This cow killing business going on all over the world for no good reason. We human being can live peacefully without killing animals, especially the cows. Cow is like your mother. Among seven mother, cow is mother. How can you kill cow? But even Bharat Bhumi, Dharma Bhumi, they are also going on. What can you do? So that's why we need a religious king like Yudhishthira Maharaj, who take the quick action and apply it. Nowadays, people are so lazy, so ignorant. Before they come to post, they promise so many things. That we do this, we do that. But after they won the power, forget about the Ram Rajya. How can you have Ram Rajya without Ram Temple? But no, later on, years and years passed by. So we need a king like Yudhishthira. Take the power in the hand and do something about it. Because people are ignorant. They will threat you like court case and so many things. Because of the money power. They do anything. But on the other hand, what is the religion? What is Sanatana Dharma? And to protect the religion, to protect the citizens, you are there. That is your duty. Do it. Take the action. Don't forget about the future. What happened in the future. Do it. If you want to do something, do it now, right now. One day, Yudhishthira Maharaj asked Vyas Muni, they suppose if your spiritual master asks something, or the elderly person asks something, should you do it straight away or just wait for a few seconds or a few minutes? Should you just wait? And Vyas Muni said, I'll tell you a nice story about for that one. He said, there was a one rishi called Gautam. And then he had a son called Chirkari. His name was Chirkari. So one day, this Gautam Muni's wife had an association with other people. Not by her will, by force of the other people, other men. So Gautam Muni came to know about it. And he ordered his son Chirkari that kill your mother right now. Now Chirkari had one habit. Before he do anything, he always think twice. Like, you know, not crazy whimsically. You always think something before, let me think. But that doesn't mean you think long. Like when you want to take initiation, when the spiritual master is ready, you don't wait for long. That is, you know, subhasya shigram. Certain things you do straight away. But in this case, Chirkari was thinking that my mother, who kept me in his stomach for 9 months, suffering all the pains and whatever for 9 months. Even after 9 months when I came out, she suffered so much. Even during the pregnancy, she was suffering also. Then I was wet. She wanted to make sure that I am in a wet, not on the wet side. So she changed nappies, whatever, you know, call it. And she makes sure that I have all the comfortable situation. And then slowly, slowly, gradually, she took interest in my study, my food. Even during the pregnancy, certain food, she like it, she doesn't eat that one. Hoping my future, it affect my child. So the sacrifice she did so much, how can kill a mother? Although my father ordered me to kill her, but I can't do that. So she was thinking like that. But then he thought, on the other hand, my father is like my guru. There is father, king, and spiritual master. They are in the same category. He never refused them. So he thought that, Chirkari thought that, how can I refuse his order? My father ordered me to kill and I have to do it. So he was thinking. Now on the other hand, what happened? That Gautam Muni went to forest. And over there he realized that it wasn't actually my wife's fault. Someone forced her to do something which against her will. So it wasn't actually her fault. He realized the mistake. So he came back home. And Chirkari, when he saw the father, he started running toward him. He ran, paid his obeisances, and then meantime, the mother also came outside. And he was so pleased. He said, "My dear Chirkari, you know your habit of thinking twice is really good. I appreciate that at this time. Because you didn't take the action straight away." But that doesn't mean you don't take action straight away. In some cases, you have to take action straight away. In some cases, you have to wait and think. Sisi Radha Gokula Ananda ki. Sisi Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki. Sisi Giri Govardhan ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Nittai Gaur Premande. So Chirkari did the same thing very nicely. And the father was also pleased. And then all sorted. But on the other hand, when you run the kingdom, it's not easy. This Hastinapur been ruled by so many kings before. And he say that the battle of Kurukshetra was planned by the Lord Krishna to establish the real representative of the Lord. Maharaja Yudhishthir, an idol king, thoroughly trained by culture and devotional service with the martial spirit, make a perfect king. Such a personal monarchy is far better than the so-called democracy of no training and responsibility. The thieves and drugs of modern democracy seek election by misrepresentation of votes. And the successful drugs and thieves devour the mass of population. One trained monarch is far better than hundreds of useless ministerial drugs. And it is hinted here in that by abolition of monarchical regime like that of a Maharaja Parikshit, the mass of people became open to many attacks of the age of Kali. They are never happy in overly advertised form of democracy. In the name of democracy, humanity, human, the special word, all that one. In the name of humanity or human, what do you call it? This special law for the human. If someone is suffer, there's a special law for that one. They can complain to the special body. What do you call it? No, yes, I forgot. A special law for that one. That if someone attack human being, they can go to special court or something, you know? Human right. Human right. Yeah. So in the name of human right, if the person is wrong even, then the government can't do anything about it. That is democracy. They take advantage of the law system. But that is not Maharaja Yudhishthir. Maharaja Yudhishthir was not like that. He didn't want to rule the kingdom like that. And this Hastinapur ruled by so many rogues and so many been attacked by that one. And especially Maharaja Yudhishthir, he ruled Hastinapur for 36 years, 18 months, and 25 days, something like that. And after Maharaja Yudhishthir, Parikshit Maharaja came. And then Parikshit Maharaja ruled for 60 years, exactly 60 years. Then Janmejay, he came. 84 years, 7 months and 22 days. Exact figure. So sometimes people think the Mahabharata was just made up story for the children. It's not like that. The whole dynasty, 30 dynasties of Maharaja Yudhishthir is mentioned here. So don't have any doubt about that Mahabharata war. And the Kurukshetra station is still there. But this some poor time political leader, they say, oh, these people want to misguide the population. They want to fight between this group, and that's why they create all this. It's not creation. It's happened, and it's there. If you want to go to India, Kurukshetra is still there. And by luckily, we got Kurukshetra, ISKCON temple will be soon there as well. So Janmejay, then Swamigya came. He stayed 82 years, 8 months and 22 days. Then Bhatiram, Kasatramal, Chitrarath, Dushta Shailya, Raja Ugrasen, Raja Sursen, Bhuvanpati, Bhimpal, Kshemak, so many king came and ruled Hastinapur. Hasti means elephant, so many elephants were there, and there was a king also called Hasti. And then Hastinapur have other name as well. Kunjarpuram, Shantipuram. At Shantipuram, there are so many giant temples. One Muslim king came and he destroyed 21 giant temples to build the mosque there. This is historical, by the way. It's not someone made up. And then this Vishwa, the last one, Vishwa, his prime minister, this is a Vishwa prime minister. Kshemak Rishi had that, Kshemak king had Vishwa. So Vishwa killed the Kshemak, prime minister killed the king, and he became the authority. And he ruled 14 generations of Vishwa, ruled for 500 years. Whole Hastinapur, from Hastinapur. And then Vishwa Purseni, Vishwa Sen, Anayas, Harijit, then Prithviraj Chauhan came. Probably the Indian people, they know Prithviraj Chauhan. They know story of Prithviraj Chauhan and Sahabuddin Gauri. So he came. And generation of Prithviraj Chauhan ruled for 86 years and 20 days. Then Prithviraj, Abhaypal, Durjanpal, Udaypal, Yashpal, Sultan. Then Sultan Sahabuddin Guri came. And he attacked Yashpal and king. And then he was put in the prison in Prayag. This Prayag was called Allahabad. But when the invaders came, they not only ruled the kingdom, but they changed the holy dham also. Luckily, Gokul, Mathura, Vrindavan not been changed to name. Otherwise, so many places been changed by name as well. Like Prayag. Prayag was Prayag. If you read the history, Prayag name was there. But then they changed to Allahabad. When now, luckily, is again changed to Prayag again. In Prayag is very holy dham. Srila Prabhupada also went there. There is Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati, river there. And if you take the bath, every 12 years there is a Kumbh Mela take place. And if you are holy, you can go there and take the advantage of the Prayagraj. So there's a room. So many generation came. And then he said that 53 generation of Gauri ruled for 745 years, 1 month and 17 days. 745 years, 1 month and 17 days. And then of course Britishers came, they ruled by the fear. But Britishers were good. They're making rules and regulations, make sure that the people are safe, you know, like here in this country. Like we have a national health service. In any part of the world there is no service like national health service here. At least you are sick and you go to take advantage of the medical doctors. So in some certain, okay, they might be meat eaters or whatever you call it. But in by heart they are good. If any trouble come around the world, they are the one who are charitable. They always believe in charity. England is famous for that one. Even in India something happened, they are the one who wanted to give charity to India. Or any part of the world, in Africa, you know, anywhere. So king, that is king's duty. They have to make sure that only not the king and king family or king relatives and the nearest one happy. He wanted to make all his subjects become happy. That is the king's duty. And Srila Prabhupada mentioned here that in Kali Yuga, mostly people are Shudra born. And by voting system, other people get the post. So what they will do? Unless if they are not trained like Maharaja Yudhishthira, what they will do for the public? They should be trained on the religious path. Then they can do something for the good. In the olden days, it was king's duty to make a pond or not for the human being, make the arrangement for the waters for the animals. Everything is available. That was king's duty. And people were also very religious. They always wanted to do sacrifice. So in the Kali Yuga, all this yajna is important. But as far as we concern, we believe in Sankirtan Yajna. He says, Kruteya Dadhaito Vishnu तेतायम यतो मखे यजतो मखे द्वापरे चरि चर्यायम तद कलो तद हरि कीर्तनाद। इन कलियुगा फॉरगेट अबाउट द यज्ञ बिकॉज देर इज नो क्वालिफाइड ब्राह्मणा, नो प्योर बटर, नो प्योर घी, ऑल एडेड समथिंग, ऑल द इनग्रीडियंट्स एडेड। सो बेटर कलो तद हरि कीर्तनाद, हरि कीर्तन विच इज वॉट, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, दैट वी कैन डू। सो महाराज युधिष्ठिर टूक ऑल द रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी ऑफ द किलिंग ऑल द सैन्य पीपल, 36,600 पीपल, एंड नॉट ओनली ही डजंट स्टे साइलेंट, ही टूक द एक्शन, अपॉइंट अ मिनिस्टर एंड डज द वर्क, अश्वमेघ यज्ञ। So our yagna is this simply chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra and read the scripture Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamut, and then don't sit down. Preaching is important. He says, Srila Prabhupada wrote to one letter to Sat Swarup Das Goswami also. He says in Los Angeles, 16th June of 1972, Srila Prabhupada write to letter to Sat Swarup Das Goswami. He says, to be the messenger of the king is practically as good as to be the king. So the king is the most exalted position. I act like a king because no one can defeat me. And similarly, you should take your responsibility very, very seriously as being the representative of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is God himself. And always remember that you are the one of the few men I have appointed to carry on my work throughout the world. And your mission before you is huge. Therefore, always pray to Krishna to give you the strength for accomplishing this mission of doing what I am doing. Srila Prabhupada order in Sat Swarup Das Goswami that what I am doing, you also do the same thing. So we got all in our body, we got two souls, Atma and Paramatma. And we got immense power in our own body. We don't need other outside help. Krishna sitting in your heart, if you have desire, then Krishna will fulfill the desire. If you want to teach the other people, you can teach also, you become a teacher, you become a professor. But don't forget this Sanatana Dharma. Because all over the world, we have to do this work, very important work, and that you can do it. Just little bit thing, whatever you want to do, just little bit thing you do every day. Preach to people. People eating meat, drinking alcohol, and we got all the four basic principles. And that is prominent all over the world. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no meat eating and no gambling. So if you go to any European country, it's very difficult to find a vegetarian restaurant even. Why? That is lacking in us, devotee, our fault. If we spread this movement very fast, like a fire, someone asked Srila Prabhupada, that this Srila Prabhupada, this mission you started, how long will it last? And Srila Prabhupada said, I set the fire, and now that fire will go on for 10,000 years. Because this 10,000 is called Golden Yuga. It's Kali Yuga, but Golden Kali Yuga. So it is our duty to take advantage of this moment and do like Srila Prabhupada says, I am like a king. I act like a king because no one can defeat me. So people can defeat me if you don't have enough knowledge. If someone asks you so many questions and if you are not able to answer, then people will defeat you. That's why you have to read Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. And that way, the spiritual master is always there. And that take advantage of this movement. And distribute those knowledge all over the world. And that is our duty, my duty, your duty. Gradually it will come. It will take time. Because this Kali Yuga, people are lazy, misguided. This misguided is most important. If you go to India, especially, if someone says that this is God, people believe it. Yeah, he is God. No common sense whatsoever. And they are educated people as well. They have qualified degree, master's degree, bachelor of science degree. Still they do that one. If they read Srila Prabhupada books, then their eyes will open. But even when you go give them books, they don't accept it. Only 2 years ago I went to India, and I wanted to give them books, Bhagavad Gita, in Gujarati, because it's in Gujarat state. And the girl was a university student. She wanted to accept it. She read few pages and she this is really good one. But the mother came from the kitchen and said, no, don't take it. We are not Hare Krishna, we are different religion. In India. So what we got immense task to do it. Some they say Sam, Dam, Dand and Ved. If they don't listen, kick them on the face. And we have to do it by force, introduce Krishna consciousness. And that we can do it. Why? How? Shastra and Shastra. Shastra means weapon. We can't take the weapon, but we can use the Shastra. We can use the evidence of the Shastra. Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, that is called Shastra. And that's how we can defeat the whole world. And we can do it. There are so many spiritual masters. We are so fortunate, so lucky. In this Kali Yuga, Golden Yuga, Srila Prabhupada came for us. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came for us. And so many other spiritual masters are now here. It's simply we have to take one step ahead. But people don't take the step. That is the problem. We have to take step every day. Like little child. He want to stand up. He can't stand up. He fall down on the floor. He stand up again. Try and try and try and try. And one day he'll be able to not only stand up, he start running as well. So in the human form of life, it is our duty to describe this knowledge to all over the world. In Bhagavad Gita, 700 shloka. You teach them, some time people say, I don't remember the shloka. So you teach them how to remember the shloka. Just invest some money, buy some notebook, write down the shloka and read every day. Within week you'll remember the whole shloka. Very easy thing to remember. But we are so backward, you know, we also is our own fault as well. We can teach this knowledge all over the world without any fault. So what can we say? Yudhishthira Maharaj was the king, Chakravarti Raja, who was ruling from India, Hastinapur, all over the world. That is not possible now. But at least we can fulfill Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in a Srila Prabhupada desire to spread this movement like a fire. That is our wish, that is our desire. And we can do it. It's not impossible. Impossible is a word in a fool's dictionary. So we can do it. Everything is possible. When Srila Prabhupada started this movement, there was no money, nothing. But Srila Prabhupada started and it's going on all over the world now. Srila Prabhupada write one letter to Hanuman Prasad Powder. I want to share this one. It's very nice. In Shikshamut, volume 3, page number 2238. The government is neither encouraging or discouraging. Sometimes the police department prohibit our Sankirtan party when they go out in the street. In the US, the hindrance for the police is not very much. But in London, they have practically stopped us. In Hamburg, Tokyo, they are always also not very strict. In the beginning, we have difficulty everywhere. But now, as people in general are appreciating our movement, that we are devotees of the Lord, boys and girls of nice behavior and character, they give us all hope and possible as concessions. The government draft board has approved our society as religious. So they are kind upon us. But we don't get any direct financial support or help either from the government or the big foundations. Neither here we've been able to contact the richer section of the society, of the people. So if you see in London, there are so many rich people, multimillionaire, millionaire. We can approach them. If you got Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam said, we can approach them. Make a group of the people devotee. Not go on your own. Make a group and that will be effective. And take the ladies as well. They can do ladies and, because in ISKCON we don't have ladies and gents, nothing like that. We are all servant of the God. So make, if you make a group and describe someone that we want to do Sankirtan in your house, they'll be very pleased upon you. They will welcome you. And there slowly, slowly, they will be favorable to ISKCON. And then we can spread this movement. We can the finance, because we need the financial help as well. And that is our movement. It is impossible to become like a religious king like Yudhishthir. But we can do little bit whatever possible. Okay? Hare Krishna. Sisi Radha Gokula Ananda ki. Sisi Radha London Ishwara ki. Sri Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Maharani ki. Sisi Giri Govardhan ki. Sila Prabhupada ki. Nitai Gaur Premandi. I'm sorry, is any realization comment?